Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, I don't think we played our best game today again against a really good Notre Dame football team. But starts with me. We got to do a better job as coaches, preparing. We didn't convert enough third downs. We didn't get enough stops on defense. They ran the ball on us, which they've done all year. They didn't run for 306 yards. We held them probably to their average or less. But we didn't get enough stops, and it starts with me and every coach on down, and we got to make more plays. But I'm proud of our football team. We don't quit at the end. There's no quitting these guys. We get a fourth down stop, and then we take the ball down and score a touchdown. There's no quit out of our football team. We got a lot of season ahead. We'll get locked in and get ready for Georgia Tech on the road, and excited for that one. Questions?
Pat, I'm sure you wanted to, make a statement on that opening drive and just a couple drops there, a couple drops in the first half. Like, how deflating was that?
They're deflating. It's a game of momentum, and you got to make those big time players. And again, our skill guys, they've done a great job all year. So I'm not going to complain. Big time players make big time plays in big time games, and that's what we have to do. And if you don't make those big plays, but it's a momentum change. I mean, Mason puts the ball on a dime. But again, the game of football is not easy. But we'll learn from it. We'll bounce back, and we'll go on the road and get a W.
How did you feel like your offensive line played today?
It's hard to say without watching the videotape, but obviously they put a lot of pressure on our quarterback, so we didn't play good enough. And again, they're talented up front, and when you put yourself in third down long, we knew we were going to get a lot of different fronts and stunts and picks and all kinds of different stuff, and we didn't do a great job. And I don't think we did a great job in scrambling, too. When he's scrambling, our receivers got to get open. It was very touchy out there today, as you guys probably know, but we got to make plays.
Pat, Watson was sacked three times in, I think, the first 8 minutes or so. Do you think that early pressure had him shaken up at all?
He's not a guy that gets shaken up, but I think it would shake anybody up a little bit. You start to go, okay, I'm going to have to get the heck out of here. So, again, give them credit. They got a good front seven, as talented as you're facing the country, and they got good players.
At the long touchdown run by Love, followed by the pick six in a span of 17 seconds, just how difficult was it to come back from that, and how did you guys try to respond?
Our kids, I think, responded well. I mean, there's adversity in the game. I don't think our guys ever put their head down. I mean, they popped a run on us, and, we've seen that before. He's talented, man. He's a Heisman Trophy candidate. I mean, that's a big guy with some speed that can go. We missed a couple tackles and didn't fit it great. So we got to be more physical at the point of attack and make plays.
Pat, this wasn't a must win in your eyes, but for the Pitt
fans. They're all must wins.
But for the Pitt fans, it had a little bit more meaning. You sold out crowd game day, Donald retirement. What do you say to the fans after a show like this?
I apologize to the fans. I mean, that was a great showing. I mean, I walked out the game day. That was a heck of a day, at least to start, for our Pitt fans, for the University of Pittsburgh, for this city of Pittsburgh. And I appreciate everything they did. I wish I could have given more.
It's only still Mason's sixth game. Do you think there's some things he probably could take from this game, learn now that you've got to go on the road and play another big-time opponent?
Yeah, no question about it, Paul. I mean, every player on our football team will learn from, just the little details. I mean, I'm watching stuff on defense, at least from the iPad, and there's so many details that we can fix and clean up that I look at and go, what are you doing, we haven't done in the past. So, that's all part of it. I want to make sure our guys weren't too hyped up. Maybe they were. But I thought that was one of the keys to victory is making sure our guys didn't get too cranked up. And you know, when you start to drop passes, it gives me a signal that maybe you were too excited. And, you know, I didn't want them to get too darn excited, you know, because that's how they beat you is by getting you too hyped up for them.
Just about the kicker situation, I mean, obviously you didn't have Trey, and you also attempted a 53-yarder with Sam. Is that normally his range?
He's hit him before. I mean, I think if you go back to the spring game, he hit a 52-yarder. We got a lot of confidence in you know, that's a long kick, but, you know, we had to take a shot at it. We weren't in a fourth down and go area of the field, and I wanted to see what he had. I mean, we do that every time, whether it's Trey. I mean, 52 yards is no good, you know, not easy for any kicker. You know, but we took a penalty on that series as well. I mean, if we don't get a penalty, Poppy caught a big ball, I think, you know, on a dig inside, and we could have had better field position. But, like, those details and the operation was not good enough on offense today.
You mentioned the third downs earlier, and I was just curious, what do you think is the biggest reason you guys weren't able to convert?
Pressure on the quarterback. You know, again, you have to go back and watch tape if our guys were getting open or tugged or whatever else was happening in there. But, you know, we got to get open, we got to make plays, and we got to protect our quarterback. We didn't do a good enough job across the board. When you don't convert a third down, you convert a couple fourth downs. You know, we get down to the 1 yard line, to a half inch yard line. We don't get a touchdown. I mean, it's kind of one of those days, I guess. You know, the game could have been a lot closer than it was. Our kids played their tails off. I love that team in that locker room. They played hard. They didn't quit. And that's what you love about this group. You know, there was no hanging heads down there. You know, our guys were playing.
How impactful were the multiple short field opportunities for Notre Dame? A couple touchdown drives that started around midfield.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, midfield, across midfield for sure. I mean, shoot, that first series, I mean, 48-yard line. I mean, it was 43-yard line. I mean, it was, you know, it was not good field position in the first half. I don't know what, you know, but we definitely got dominated, you know, by field position. You know, we can't do that to ourselves.
How much did the Love rushing touchdown, that pick six, you know, two plays in the first quarter really change the game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said earlier, it's a game of momentum. You know, I haven't seen that pick six yet. I just saw the guy walk in the end zone. So I'm not sure what he saw, you know, what coverage they were in. Obviously, we'll check that out tonight. But, you know, it's a game of momentum. You know, instead of us going down and scoring and not making some plays, you know, they turn around and get a big run.
How do you keep this loss from kind of like snowballing?
Very easily. That's my job as the head coach to make sure that, you know, we don't let it snowball in anything. You know, we got a great Georgia Tech team now. We got another top 25 team coming up this week, and that's where our focus goes. But, you know, we got to get ready to play down in, you know, Atlanta, and I'm excited. Our kids will be excited. This will not snowball into anything.
What did you make of the red zone situation? I think you guys had 8 plays that couldn't get in the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, you got to convert. They're not neat. You know, they're one of the best red zone defenses in the country, and we didn't make plays. You know, we'll look at the videotape, see what we were doing. I thought we had an excellent game plan going in, but you know, good defenses, you know, can change that.
Coach Freeman just mentioned during his press conference, he mentioned Mason and his ability to escape the pocket. He said that was something to prepare to impress him and eluded the defense with bigger plays. Any silver lining in what you saw in his escapability?
Yeah, I mean, he's avoiding some really good players, and I wish he wouldn't have, you know, do as much of that as he is, but we've seen him do that all year. He's made plays with his feet. I'm glad he came out healthy. You know, he's a fighter. He's a fighter. Mason's a good player, and I was happy for Eli to come down and get a touchdown pass at the end as well, just to give him some, you know, some time as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.